Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for joining us. In the wake of World War II, one-third of East Germany, including East Prussia, was given to Poland and Russia with the consent of the four allies governing occupied Germany: America, England, France, and Russia. Now, in the process, 14 million Germans who called that area home were driven from their land, receiving horrible treatment and never allowed to return. Gone with the World Wars, God's Love Heals All Wounds by Hildegard Bonnecker Bruni is the story of one family's journey to safety and the miracles of God that lined their path to deliverance, an inspiring true account of her family's incredible passage during and after World War II. And Hildegard Bonnecker Bruni, author of Gone with the World Wars, God's Love Heals All Wounds, is our guest on This Week in America. Hildegard, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's all my pleasure, too.
It is such an important book, a powerful book, a story of overcoming, a story of resilience. The book is receiving excellent reviews worldwide. I'll give you all the information where the book's available as we go through our conversation with Hildegard on the program. Let's start by talking a little bit about yourself. Give us a little bit of your background then and now.
I was born in East Prussia near the Kaiser's hunting ground. In World War II, I escaped from Prussia, and in the West home I found. I received my former education as a doctor's assistant in medicine, then left behind the German nation and became an American citizen. A dream I nurtured in my heart to study literature and art. At Harper College in Palatine, teachers helped my skills to refine. I paint on porcelain with great care and have as flowers quite a flair. Portraits, still lives, I do well and master watercolor and oil. I love new challenges and do not rest until I try and be my best. Whether painting for shows or friends, I hope the receiver joy it lends. A professor from the UCLA had this about my paintings to say: the richness of color, harmonious display, my inner joy and beauty portray. After my husband passed away, I began to write a book each day. Gone with the World Wars, my family story, and Germany's loss of territory. I talk about war's devastation and lives lost in many nations. God healed my grief and every wound in loving others. Peace I found.
As you can tell, Hildegard is very talented as a writer, the writer of this story, Gone with the World Wars, God Love Heals All Wounds, and an accomplished poet as well. Her talents have been recognized by the International Society of Poetry, naming her Poet of the Year. Information on the book as we go through our conversation today, the book Gone with the World Wars. What different perspective do you have to add to all the previous World War II stories? There are so many that have been written, continue to be written. Yours is different. Talk about the perspective that makes this story unique.
Since I lived as a child during the entire World War II, I share the perspective of how the war affected children's lives. Imagine, my father was drafted into the German army in July 1944. And leaving my mother with seven children behind. The oldest daughter was 20 years old. The youngest son was only 1 year and 8 months old, and I was 7 years old. 2 weeks later, my mother received an order at midnight to leave the following day because the Russians were coming. All night, she rushed to pack the most essential items on a wagon. The following morning, on August 3rd, 1944, she began an 8-month-long journey with her seven children on a horse-drawn wagon without knowing any destination. We stopped at several places before we reached our designated location. We traveled with a refugee truck nonstop during the winter from January 12, 1945 to March 26, 1945. We slept in abandoned houses, buildings, stables, or on the wagon. We endured freezing temperatures, hunger, sickness, and constant fear of being killed by bomb attacks. Just think of children laying in the wagon for hours, going hungry at times, and fearing being killed each time they heard airplanes approaching and a bomb exploding. However, we never complained. We were grateful to be alive.
That is so compelling. That is from our guest, Hildegard Bonniker Bruni. She is the author of the book, Gone with the World Wars, God's Love Heals All Wounds, book available wherever books are sold. More of this remarkable journey that Hildegard and her family took upon themselves to go in the resilience they had. You can imagine, she was describing, especially through the eyes of a young child, going through the trauma of what they had to go through. Hildegard, who do you hope to reach with this book? Who is the intended audience?
My great concern is the upbringing and education of children. Parents can start as early as possible to teach good manners first and slowly point out little things to be grateful for daily. Teach them also how to share with others. Give them a little task to do to learn responsibility. Tell them when they do well or reward the child to encourage doing more good. Children with Christian parents will also teach their children to be responsible to God for what they do and thank God for everything they received in their lives.
The book Gone with the World Wars, Love, God's Love Heals All Wounds, Hildegard Bonniker Bruni, our guest on the program. I want to go back for a few minutes to talk about the young people. You mentioned specifically your concern for young people, letting them see what you went through and giving them hope no matter what they're going through currently in their lives. What message do you provide for young people in the book Gone with the World Wars?
Find a subject that you really like and set a goal to reach your goal. But little by little, for example, you enjoy painting. Once you know which media you want to use, look at paintings in that media as a model, but always paint in your unique style. Adapt what inspires you and helps you to achieve your goal. Every country has a variety of artistic designs to offer. Your composition should be always an original work of art, not a carbon copy of someone else. Creativity in itself gives each person great satisfaction.
And your life is such an example to young people, considering what you had to go through and how you bounced back and the attitude, the mental attitude that you kept, the faith that you had that drove you through all of these experiences. How did you gain inner peace and true joy from that foundation you had of fleeing with your family, not knowing if you were going to make it, not knowing what lies ahead? How did you gain that inner peace and true joy that you have today?
Well, to me, listening to the sounds of nature and beautiful music calms my nerves and makes me feel peaceful. I thank God that I can hear. When I look around and see the wonders of creation and the world's splendor, I'm delighted and grateful that I can see. The magnificent photography and modern technology connects me with any subject I like. Good and bad options are available. I will be rewarded accordingly, depending upon my choice. I will receive positive rewards if I choose the beautiful and sound ideas. If instead I prefer the ugly and bad ideas, I will be feeling negative and disappointed. Every person has to find their source of inner peace and happiness without blaming others or circumstances for their fate.
With us on the program is Hildegard Bonniker Bruni. If you're Googling that, Hildegard is H-I-L-D-E-G-A-R-D, Bonniker, B-O-N, A-C-K-E-R, and Bruni, B-R-U-N-I. All of this, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at Amazon, the usual places, EC Publishing as well, and we've got their link on our website, ecpublishingllc.com. What was the first step of growth? So many people go through trying to sort things out, and it's really difficult to begin. What was the first step of growth in your process?
My grammar school teacher taught us in fourth grade already, nothing is perfect except change. Each phase of life presents changes. When we welcome change in our lives and learn to accept only the best things, we grow and develop a vital and noble character in due time. School is only the beginning of a lifelong learning process. Knowing how to put into practice what we learn for ourselves and utilize also for others is also essential and wise. It is unbelievable the wealth of information young people have available today. At the click of a button, they can get answers to any of their questions instantaneously. Many programs teach art or skills. No young person should be bored or depressed by learning daily new things in their desired subject. Every country has something to offer in any field. Our grammar school teacher also taught us to mature and remain pure, and that the person's true beauty and value comes from within. When the physical beauty slowly decreases, the inner beauty should increase.
So many valuable words there from your grandmother that relate to us by Hildegard. Her book is Gone with the World Wars, God's Love Heals All Wounds. Book available wherever books are sold, directed to Amazon, ecpublishingllc.com. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It seems you learned so much from what you went through in your life, including the hardships. What did you learn? How did you learn from those hardships of your life?
God sends us hardships only to teach us to believe in His love and mercy. For example, if I have an accident and develop a heart handicap, in due time I can learn patience and practice to function without feeling sorry for myself. If I meet people in the same circumstances, I can comfort and help lovingly to lighten their burdens. When we practice compassion and kindness, we honor God and pass on His love to others. Knowing how difficult it is for us to live by God's rules, He sent to us His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins on the cross so we can be saved by grace alone. I accepted Christ as my personal Savior when I was 12 years old. I have followed His teachings the best I could all my life. We honor God when we learn to live by the example of His Son, Jesus Christ, to think, speak, and act as He did. I call it my platinum rule. I wrote a poem about the character of Christ as an example to follow. Can I read that?
Yes, please do. You do such a wonderful job in expressing yourself in a way that is so relatable for all of us. Please express yourself in that poem.
In Judea lived a man called Jesus Christ, by Pharisees rejected, by crowds despised, worshipped by His disciples as Son of God. Love and all that's true and good He taught. He wept with the sinners, with the poor He broke bread. With a touch of a prayer, He called back to life the dead. The lame He bid walk, to the blind He restored their sight. He blessed and taught children and adults what's wrong and right. He had compassion, was humble, wise and just, a Son of God, a human whom we can trust. Christ radiated spiritual beauty, met people's needs, yet did His Father's duty. He blessed His accusers and turned the other cheek. He forgave sinners whose actions were cruel and weak. Nailed on the cross, He suffered our sins and died. With His last breath, He loved us and cried, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they have done. Why hast thou forsaken thy only son? Yet even death could not defy his love. He left the tomb and rose to his Father above. This is my son, in whom I am well pleased. Believe in him, and you will live appeased on earth and in heaven without ending, spoke God's voice from heaven descending.
Beautifully written and read by our guest, Hildegard Bonniker Bruni. That's her book is Gone with the World Wars. It does such a wonderful job. And again, if you're just joining us, was named International Poet of the Year, International Society of Poetry, and it's quite understandable why. Accolades worldwide for her book, Gone with the World Wars. A few minutes left in the program. I'd like to talk about understanding the truth. We all try to sort that out, and you've touched on that several times in our conversation. How does a person know the truth? How do we find it? How do we know it?
As Christians, we have the Bible as a reference point for truth. Whenever we doubt whether a message is accurate, we can look up God's word in the Bible. The Bible does not accept false information or teachings, and neither should we as Christians. Many religions and philosophical theories covet followers, promising to be rewarded with specific benefits, some of which are only temporary. However, accepting Christ as Savior and following his teachings will give us peace of mind and joy during our lives and beyond death. The more closely we follow God's words, the stronger becomes our faith. Little faith will get us into heaven, but great faith will bring a fraction of heaven down to earth to us. If a person has not chosen to follow Christ's teachings as a child, it is not too late at any age to accept his salvation and become a victorious believer. We are presented daily with so many news headlines. If persons have not experienced the event, they rely on the reports of journalists who only report the facts, not their opinion or a biased version of the media. With such a diversity of information available, we need to check the facts of the public media in our thoughts as well.
It's so important with everything that's going on in the world that we're living in an information age that's good, that's bad. And like you say, we really need to discern and to sort through all of that. What advice do you have for people of any age that you can relate because you went through those stages of your life? What advice do you have for all of us?
The thing that I suggest, be true to yourself. Write down everything you like in your life and everything you do not like. Be grateful for the things you have. Set a goal and think of what you want to change. Find more things to be grateful for daily. Change gradually an undesired habit or trait you have. And create yourself with pleasant surroundings. Learn something new every day. Learn to think each day more and more positively. Share your accomplishments with parents or a friend. Start thanking God and ask for his help and salvation when life becomes too difficult to handle for you. Being grateful for what we have and not wanting what we do not have will change our lives. A grateful heart is content and we will be filled with peace and joy here on earth and eternally in heaven.
Wait, so well.
I am grateful that my book, Gone with the World Wars, God Heals All Wounds, was recently translated into four more languages.
Impressive.
Spanish, German, Japanese, and Chinese. And four movie producers received a professional screenplay for a possible film adaptation. I'm also delighted to announce that my poetry book, A Song in the Night, The Darker the Midnight, The Brighter the Starlight, is being republished by EC Publishing Company. It contains poems about the beauty of nature, the beauty of America, love, inspiration of life, and other subjects.
That is just so impressive what you've done, the people you've touched and continue to touch and will continue. I was going to ask about a possible movie adaptation of Gone with the World Wars. That's a possibility, as Hildegard has just told us. A couple minutes left in the program. I mentioned the worldwide rave reviews that the book is getting. If you would, please give us a little sample of some of the very positive response you're getting in reviews of the book.
Well, I can read the two last paragraphs from the Hollywood Book Review.
Yes, please.
This is a perfect read for those who enjoy nonfiction books, particularly those who enjoy history, philosophical or introspective journeys, and books with a Christian background for the subject of the memoir. The emotional and spiritual struggles and achievements the author details in this book are inspiring and showcase the strength of the human spirit as it comes into contact with these crushing events. The balance which is found in these subjects and the honest approach to the writing style really allows readers to feel the emotional connection of the author and her family and her shared experiences during that time. Memorable, enlightening, and captivating, author Hildegard Bonnacker-Bruni's Gone with the World Wars, God's Love Heals All Wounds, is a must-read nonfiction and historical book readers won't be able to put down. The detail-oriented writing style and the emotional background of the author's family and her experiences all culminate in a book filled with tragedy and triumph and the overall healing that comes with putting your trust in your faith during these difficult times.
Boy, so well said. That's better than me trying to wrap it up and give my impression. I second everything that is there. The book is so well written, touching people on so many different levels. That was from the Hollywood Review of Books, and you'll find all the reviews when you go online as well. Our guest has been Hildegard Bonnacker-Bruni. That's Hildegard Bonnacker, Bonacker, and Bruni, Bruni. Book is available wherever books are sold. Gone with the World Wars, God's Love Heals All Wounds. I'll direct you to ecpublishingllc.com, and I thank them for arranging our conversation today. Of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all of the usual places. Hildegard, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I would love to talk more about your poetry and have you back with us on the program. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on your program. I enjoyed very, very much talking with you. And I wish you all the best, too. God bless you.
Thank you very much. A pleasure to have you with us. Our guest on the program, Hildegard Bonnacker-Bruni. The book is Gone with the World Wars, God's Love Heals All Wounds. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.